Hey, this is Nicholas Prendon. I play Xander on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And you're listening to Potential Cast.
Come on, Steph.
Do I go? Okay. Sorry. Season 5, Episode 20, Spiral. Glory finally realizes Dawn is the key, and Buffy surprises her friends by telling them their best option for staying alive is to leave Sunnydale. My name is Stephanie.
I'm Kimberly.
I'm Illyrio.
And I'm Brad.
Bradley!
Hello!
Welcome back to Potential Cast. Gabby can't be with us. She's ill. But Brad is stepping in for Desiree, who was supposed to be on, but the high holiday got in the way. And we are here to talk about Spiral. All right. Here we go.
Somewhere.
Things are finally getting moving. Things are picking up.
Loving it.
Let's talk about. There's lots of stuff to talk about. First of all.
Yes. Where do we begin?
We begin near the end. Ben being Glory is now officially a fact known by more than 1.5 people.
Yes.
So.
Okay, let's talk about what does spiral mean?
Glory's hair.
Glory's hair?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Willow's fashion sense is spiraling out of control.
I think maybe Buffy feels she's spiraling out of control.
Yeah.
She doesn't know what to do, where to go. I was just like, if Giles passes, something bad happens to Giles, I'm like, this girl's just going to end her life. Everybody's dropping around her, and it's just not fair. Not cool.
Not cool. This is true. Poor Buffy.
Like, I don't like Buffy, but that's mean. That is mean.
Oh. And we finally see those medieval soldier guys.
Yeah. Like, are they good? Are they bad? Who knows?
Ugh.
Are they... Who cares?
Are they well,
is it not our, like, is it not our fight?
Well, I think we can honestly... Fight?
But the guy did make it a very, very, very good point to Ben. He's like, get rid of Dawn and you'll get rid of Glory.
Yeah. This is true. Or it's get rid of Ben and get rid of Glory. That's what we are faced with here, people.
Yeah. There was a lot that dude was saying that I kind of, I not that I didn't pick up on, but I was like, I have to go back and watch that to really pay attention. I don't know.
Yeah, that big exposition dump. Yeah.
Yeah.
What he, do you want me to talk about it?
Sure.
Okay, hold on. I got to find it. It's down here at the bottom. Where is it at? Okay, Glory is from a demon dimension. It was like a trinity. There was like three demons ruling this dimension. Mm-hmm. She grew more powerful, so the other two seized her or cast her out.
Mm-hmm.
They cast her here into a newborn male.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was like a great battle before they cast her out.
Mm-hmm.
And
Ben has grown up with Glory.
Yes.
Inside
Ben,
him.
How Ben the hell did he make it through med school?
We've never seen the Beast because she spends all of her power
trying to look beautiful.
Yes.
Mm. Aww.
The monks thought that they could harness.
Does that mean we're going to see some so horrible people. Beast thing?
I'm just saying we haven't seen the Beast. The monk thought that they could harness the power of the key for light, for the sight of light, and they failed. Glory wants to use the key to open dimensions to go home, but but if she does, if she uses the key, all the walls of all the dimensions will fall and they'll all be sucked into each other, and it'll be bad.
Which will allow Angel and everyone to escape.
Sounds like Supernatural.
What?
The key. You mean the Jensen Eccles show?
Yeah.
The key is the destroyer of the universe.
What? Friggin' Dawn. You can't trust kids with anything.
And the general tells Ben that he needs to kill Dawn to save everybody. Yeah.
So, do you guys remember a few episodes back when Dawn realized she was the key? And then there was that moment where she was in the hospital and pouring her heart out to Ben. And then she mentioned to Ben that she was a key. And then Glory came through Ben and, you know, Dawn witnessed it and said nothing to no one.
Well, she can't remember. She was in shock. Ugh. She doesn't know what she saw.
I don't know. Right? You'd think that maybe now this would refresh your memory, but I guess we're beyond that.
Yeah, we're way beyond it.
I don't know. Listen, this episode had a lot of stuff going on. There was a chase in a Winnebago.
If you can call it a chase.
Could we just get a spinoff where like they go around in a Winnebago and have adventures?
That would be awesome.
Great.
Giles almost died.
Watch that sitcom.
It's going to be an action-adventure series like the A-Team.
I feel like it's real ballsy to do this. To go off in an RV out of town, out of Sunnydale. I feel like, okay, you know that the show is coming to an end. It will no longer be on the WB.
Oh, yeah.
It is being, it is canceled.
Oh, okay. whoa, yeah, context us, Steph, context us.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so this at is this the end point, of the show. This is the final season of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
As far as who was concerned?
As far as they know.
As far as the CW and everybody knows, everybody thinks this is the end of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
So what we're watching here
so
at the end
is... off with a Winnebago.
So what we're witnessing here is the end of Buffy as Joss Whedon... thought it to be. And then when did they find out they were going to have a season 6 somewhere else?
At the rap party.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So, okay, I guess I'm not going to ask. No, never mind. That'll just, well, never mind. Forget everything. Just rewind.
Like Dawn?
Yeah. Okay.
Awesome. Wow, that's really cool to know. I had no idea. No idea whatsoever. This makes me much more interested.
So why were they canceling it? Was it the ratings weren't as good as it used to be, or did Josh want to end it, or do you know?
Was it Blucas's fault? Tell me it was Blucas's fault.
Definitely.
Let's see, WB cancels Buffy.
I can Google.
You're not allowed to Google. Kim, you're not allowed to Google the word Buffy ever.
I thought you just knew offhand. That's true. But I heard her typing it in. I'm like, if you know offhand, yeah, but don't go.
I swear I can't remember. You know, I can't remember to turn my car off in the parking lot. So
that happened to me today.
The fans were so upset when there was no more Riley that they just had to cancel the show.
That's awesome. Riley.
The Riley riots were too much. So I have a question. I'm not sure if I'm picking up on something or it's just because. Anyways, okay. So in the fight scene where, or one of the fight scenes where a couple of those knights, I guess, mm-hmm. get into that warehouse that they're in, and Spike is fighting them. When he hits one of them, he hurts himself. He's like, ow, ow, ow. Is it only because Spike hurts when he fights other good guys or
yeah, he
demons?
Can't hurt good people.
Okay, see, so the knights are good, or is it because they're human?
I think it's because they're human.
Because they're good.
Yeah, because they think that they're bad.
Yeah, I thought it was humans.
I thought it was humans,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, humans.
So they're not good guys. Or we don't know yet.
It's all very subjective and relative.
Because I thought it was a little bit... Okay. Because I thought maybe they were...
I think they're terrible plot devices.
Yeah. Because I thought they were giving us, like, a little hint. Like, oh, these guys are good because Spike is like, ow, ow, you know?
Well, they're kind of unnecessary. Like, oh, I mean, they're really humans. Just there to provide exposition more than anything. And they didn't have to be so grandiose to do that.
Now, mm-hmm. I have a question, because I've somewhat forgotten about when these guys came into the mix. But, so they've been around, like, waiting to stop Glory by getting rid of the key for whatever. But we see them, like, we see them wearing regular clothes to sneak in to get their friend. Which means they choose to dress like that. And they choose to ride horses. For no reason. Maybe, I don't know. Have a motorcycle gang, anything.
I don't know, there's something to be said.
If you're gonna fight a god, maybe Kevlar, maybe a car.
Yeah, you know, chainmail would be very heavy.
Yeah, it but is. Brad, as you are someone who is aware of all the sports facts, baseball, Major League Baseball, does not allow aluminum bats, even though aluminum bats have proven to improve performance greatly. There is this kind of traditionalism and you know,
but aluminum
the purist
bats
says,
also are much heavier.
Aluminum bats, they're much lighter than wood bats.
No, and then when they bash someone in the head, if the bat goes flying,
no, the aluminum bat is much lighter, which is why they can make it go faster, so that when the impact hits the ball, there's more kinetic energy being transferred from the bat to the ball, and therefore propelling it farther or further. I always get those two confused.
Well, the big thing is, the secret truth is they want to make sure that you don't get too many outs on the innings, because really, the game is a complicated game, and you want to make sure that you're staying in all the innings with the scores. So yes. I think that's really what it comes down to if you look at numbers.
Oh, I'm so bored.
It's all about yardage.
It's all about yardage. This is
okay,
true.
I found the answer.
Oh, good,
Stephanie. As soon as Buffy came up for contract negotiations, other networks began bidding on the hit show. Industry speculation was high that the Fox network would end up with the Fox-produced series. The WB was reportedly unwilling to pay more than $1.8 million per episode to the show's producer, 20th Century Fox, while UPN stepped up with a reported offer of $2.35 million per episode. Creatively, we had a great partnership with the WB on Buffy and Vampire Slayer over the past 5 years, and we are grateful for their contributions in making the show a hit, Fox Television President Dana Walden said in a statement. Unfortunately, the WB did not share our vision or passion for the show's future, and quite simply, UPN did.
Hmm.
Geller had originally spoken of leaving the show that launched her as a star if it switched networks, but quickly thereafter issued a declaration because she got a raise. declaration of her loyalty to Buffy regardless of its place on the TV dial.
Hmm.
Way to go, Buffy.
I want to thank Robin for putting a non-spoilery link in the YouTube comments on
so
WB dropping Buffy.
Monies.
Thank you, Robin. This is Robin in Seoul, not Robin Burge. Robin Burge is slacking being a parent or something. When he should be providing us with the research. Important research. Yeah, well, I had no idea this was going to be, as far as people were concerned, the last episode.
Wow, that's interesting.
That's very cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool indeed.
So did they go back and No, because they would have, it would have been in the can, would have been done.
So this is going to be really interesting for how the premiere of season 6 deals with the finale of season 5 being an end of season. Yeah. I can't wait to see the finale now. Awesome.
Oh yeah, it's
But fun. Isn't that how every season of Buffy was? They thought it was ending each time except for season 3? Is that or season 4?
That's a good question. I remember us talking about that.
I remember you talking about season 1, they thought it was just one and done.
Uh-huh.
And then season 2 thought the same thing, but I think it could have been season 3 that you're talking about. This is the first time they knew that they were actually coming back. I don't remember. It's not important.
Sounds right.
It's not important. Yeah,
because it picked up steam in season 2 at the end of season 2, and I think season 3 it knew it was coming back. Maybe season 4. Hmm. It was pretty popular in season 4.
Mhm. Okay.
Awesome. So Glory shows up at the end of last episode in front of Dawn's dorm room. Applesauce is consumed. She busts through the wall, and immediately Dawn is ID'd by Crazy Tara as being the key. And the chase is on, everyone. The chase through the dorms, the chase outside. Glory gets hit by a truck and is immediately turned back into Ben.
Poor Ben. Like, how many times has he had to scurry out of situations dressed in drag?
Yeah, and tight-fitting drag, too. Like, it's not easy for him. By the way, I would like to commend Joss Whedon on having a being transforming into another being, and the clothing doesn't change. I like it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I really, really like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. Poor Ben. You know, I don't even want to imagine the underwear situation for poor Ben. But, you know, it is what it is. There's so much finally coming to a head. We have the runaway strategy, which I can totally get behind. And I will say this.
You know, I feel like this season...
Yeah, I mean, that's so...
Sorry.
Go ahead, Brad.
I feel like this season they've made less planning on how to actually fight Glory. Mm-hmm. I know they've had a lot of stuff to deal with, but they have. I feel like they haven't really maybe been thinking about how to go about doing this.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, they found out she was a god, and that was a big deal, but then, like, immediately after that, the Joyce situation, and so, yeah, now, it's like, now that Buffy saw Glory get hit by the bus, or the truck, and survive it, that if a truck can't kill her, what are we going to do? What can?
Yeah.
You know, and it's a reasonable kind of conclusion. Let's just run away. But it's not a reasonable conclusion once you get past the, okay, well, what happens when she finds us?
I think she's just stalling. She can't think of anything. So she's like, let's get the hell out of here.
She's in total denial then. She's just panic mode right now.
Yeah.
Because there's no forethought in what she's doing.
Because it also felt that way because look who she ran to. She ran to Spike.
Well, yeah.
Even though it's been leading up to that, yeah. But still, everyone would be like, really?
I gotta say.
Spike has been there for her.
Yeah. I mean, he's reliable. Regardless of whether or not they're going to be in a relationship. And hey, now we know that they weren't going to be in a relationship because they're going to cancel, you know, because this is going to be the end of the series. But the fact that he is a reliable person and does not betray her makes him a worthwhile ally, regardless of whether or not they have feelings for each other.
Yeah.
So at the very least, though, his vehicle is, I don't know, who chose that vehicle? Did they tell us? Because it can't outrun horses.
Well, they said it was crawling. they said it was really bad.
He chose it so because everybody could see it. Because in a scene later on, he tells Don, you know, I had my eye on the Porsche, and it was just big enough for me and you and your sister.
Oh, my gosh. He all he needed was a VW bus.
How about two cars?
But they what? Couldn't all be together and you're have a conversation.
Just, you're being outrageous.
I'm just thinking maybe. Two cars. Just, yeah, separate vehicles.
Why didn't they take Giles's car? It's true.
He had a car. Just transport them there with some spell.
Hey, there was something that I had never noticed before.
What is it?
What's that?
Ben was trying to find drugs to take to suppress the glory.
When?
Oh, what? When he was talking to Don, he revealed that?
When did that come out?
I think it's when he was talking to the little underling.
The female minion, yeah.
Oh, okay, yes.
Early on in the episode, he was trying to, either he had just thought of the idea of trying drugs to suppress glory, or he's been trying to find the right combination of medicine.
Hmm. When he was talking about how he just wanted to help people and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention fully.
But see, they're trying to make him a very sympathetic character to us, so we won't want him to die.
Right, because he's innocent in all this.
What?
Yeah, just like we're not supposed to want Don to die.
Well.
We're not supposed to want Ben to die. We're not supposed to want Don to die. We're supposed to be stuck in a... conflicted,
a moral quandary,
a dilemma that we, yeah,
like who do we pick, Don or Ben?
Take them both. You know what? Let's make sure the glory's gone. Get rid of her other body and get rid of the key. We're done. Mm-hmm. We can go back to feeling bad about Joyce being dead.
I don't know. I feel badly because I've never felt any sort of connection to Dawn whatsoever. And they try to make her out like, well, she's just an innocent girl. Like the way even like Ben was looking at her when that guy was whispering in her ear, get rid of her, get rid of her. You know, mm-hmm. And he was just like, but she's a girl. That's like, oh, please. Just like in another show that I won't mention, but they're talking about killing a young boy because when he grows up later to be an evil man, would you kill the boy? Yes, I say.
Oh my.
Yeah.
It's like Kim's like, got like hosts. People, Kim's people wearing her sociopants.
But they say they throw out those hypotheticals. If you can go back in time and shoot Hitler when he was a newborn, would you?
No.
Yes.
I would give him. I would give him a better art school advice.
If you don't have to murder him. Why doesn't Ben just commit suicide?
Nah.
That's what I thought too.
It's taboo. But I guess,
does he know that if he kills himself, Glory also dies? Does he know that?
Well, he must.
Well, I guess.
I mean, wouldn't you just...
And he must have crossed his mind.
Yeah, at the very least.
Yeah.
He's very selfish.
I think he would probably try to find a way to, like, exercise her from his body.
Yeah.
But that's probably what he's trying to do with the drugs, obviously.
No, I think he's just trying to suppress.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, the whole situation is one of, I think... This season fails at achieving a dilemma because, as you said, Steph, we kind of have to feel bad. We're expected to worry about Ben. We're expected to worry about Don. But in fact, I mean, I couldn't care less about either of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if what we're really going through here is hey, nobody really cares about these two. Let's kill off Joyce and make everyone feel bad for a couple episodes.
Oh, no.
I'm wondering if that had something to do with it now. But, I mean, really, at this point, I'll be honest, I don't care what happens to either of them. Mm-mm. I want to see a big fight between Glory and Buffy, and I'm thinking I'm not going to get that.
Oh, I think it's going to be epic.
You really think so? I'm thinking
I think it's going to be between all the Scoobies and then finally the one-on-one with Buffy, the takedown.
Or what if they realize they have more in common?
And they become best friends?
They become best friends, they get an RV, and they go off and have adventures.
The Glory and Buffy show?
I really want an RV vampire slaying adventure show. That's all I want.
That would be really cool.
And the minions are there to take care of the RV if anything breaks
down. Yeah, well, you got to have someone to drive you.
Yes.
They're the pit crew.
They've got a lower budget. They got a lower budget, so they can only have one minion, but he's like their greaser mechanic guy.
like in the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yes.
I forgot his name.
Cooter.
Yes.
Cooter. Of course.
Oh, Cooter. Yeah. Watch the cows. I'm watching them.
Sorry. At the hospital, when those knights went to go pick up their other knight friend, I was like, wow, this nurse loves her pen. Did you guys get that feeling?
Well, did you have a flashback to the kids in the hall?
Yeah, I was like, wow.
My pen.
Oh, I could not stop laughing.
Yeah.
What
are the knights want to pen for?
Oh my gosh. So I'm just wondering, is there going to be a scene like we see all these zombies with like Tara leading them?
Oh! They're going to bust out in like the Thriller dance?
Thriller dance, yeah, because they're like, it's time, right? And I was just wondering if
Tara?
Is Glory is controlling them, or I don't know, Dawn is somehow and she doesn't even realize it, or Ben. I don't know. I find that exciting. I want to see what's going to happen.
Our options are Glory's brain dead masses are going to be her army. Or they're just a byproduct of her feeding, and they're not actually a tool of hers. Clearly, I mean, I'm assuming, I am kind of sure everyone else here is assuming that once Glory is defeated, that everyone will come back to normal.
That's the hope.
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, that's the hope, I would say. If they all just blink their eyes and everything's back to normal, they go, whoa. What happened?
What was that? Yeah. Oh, hey. Oh my! Where have I been? What am I doing here?
Doctor. How did I get here? Why are you dressed like that? Yeah.
Exactly. I fucking hate applesauce, Willow. What the fuck is wrong with you? That would probably be the first thing out of my mouth. So selfish. So Willow gets to show off a lot more of her magics in this episode.
Oh yeah,
like big time, Charlie.
That was a powerful spell. Yeah,
very powerful spell.
And it lasted longer than she thought it would, that force field.
I like that. Even the two priests, they mentioned, right? They're like, wow, this is some really strong magics.
Yeah.
They even said magics with an S.
Because you have to.
Yes.
I don't know why.
Strong magic.
And
so I don't remember. How did Ben get through there?
It was because Giles got stabbed. And, you know, Giles is like dying. He's in a coma.
Oh, I remember. I know why. But how? Like, did Willow open?
Because, Willow let it down.
Oh, okay.
No, Willow opened the
They worked
the
out
door,
a deal with the weirdos.
Right, Buffy went out and talked to one of the knights. Mm-hmm. And because it's war, there are rules with war.
They
and
seek to parley.
So,
they let the doctor through.
Yeah.
Which is weird to me because it's like an end of the world scenario.
Yeah.
If there's any time to ignore protocol, I think maybe if you can stop the end of the world.
They're not savages.
Well, yeah, they kind of are.
Strict protocol. We got a lot of doctors. We could go in right now.
Well, I mean, it is. I mean, how bizarre is it that with war you have rules anyway?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have to keep our decency, our, you know, like, in war we have to maintain.
You're going
to
stab a man in the gut with your bayonet, but you're not going to let him know you like it.
Yeah. Our decorum.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, line up in a row and let yourself get shot while you reload. Yeah, it's super, super smart humans. And then Giles is saved. He did not die. And, Anya and her frying pan of awesome.
Oh, Anya.
That was great.
Packing for the road trip.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And I just want to say so something. Cute. Was Sunnydale really that remote? Or did they just choose the worst possible highway to drive on? That was really lame.
It was that remote.
Okay. Good to know. Are they driving towards the desert so they can cook some meth in New Mexico?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Or Buffy can have another walkabout with
the first Slayer.
By the way, I'm pretty sure Dawn's definitely getting kicked out of school now.
Yeah.
Yes.
For sure. Absolutely.
Yes. She can always work at the magic shop.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we have to talk about before Buffy gets Ben to come in, she and Giles have that conversation where he's so proud of her. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Because she's more, what more could a watcher ask for? What more could he ask for? Somebody that puts their heart mm-hmm. above all. I don't know. I just wanted to bring that up. I don't guess there was anything to say about it.
So her heart is like Dawn.
I guess.
So Dawn's not going anywhere? Damn it.
Did you see Spike get jealous of Ben?
Oh, that was hilarious. Well, yes. Get my notes. I wrote, is Ben seriously flirting with Buffy while Giles is dying?
Yep.
Like, really? Come on, Ben.
Anyone faked out at Ben and his syringe of doom?
I was for a slight second.
Yeah,
I
thought, me too.
And then I was like, no. He's going to just go right to Giles.
He's going to kill Giles instead. Was that supposed to be morphine? Because that was a lot of morphine, I think.
I thought it was just something to ease the pain. They didn't show the syringe.
Yeah.
Or what he was pulling out of it, so. Yeah. I'm trying to think of what else did I write down.
Oh, then Ben turns into Glory.
In front of everybody.
Right there, in the middle of everybody. And she kills the general. and she takes Dawn, and she goes out outside. Mm-hmm. And then when the Scoobies go outside, all the knights are dead.
Yay! Yeah.
And Glory and Dawn are gone.
Weird.
Yeah.
Very weird. So she's got the power to make them all drop like flies. This is why Buffy is like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
I think that's why she
can't deal with it.
Sat down in her spot and was like, what do we do now?
She just mentally cannot take it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Oh, all my other points are quotes. Okay, this really? Is another good quote episode.
I'm looking forward to the next episode because I can't wait to see if we're getting an immediate confrontation close by. Are we going to have a whole episode of Where's Dawn? Oh my God. Because
I think that's what we're going to have.
You know, I'm convinced Glory's not going to do whatever she's supposed to do with the key because they're not going to introduce Buffy's little sister to have her disappear. I'm sorry. I don't buy it. Uh-huh. So what's going to happen is most likely that we're going to go on a hunt for Dawn. And that's basically what the next episode's going to be, unfortunately.
I agree. I think they have to have an episode where they look for Dawn and then they're going to wrap it up somehow with the battle. The
finale. Yeah. It better be a good
battle. The epic battle that is coming to us.
Yes, I hope so. Ugh.
Yeah.
They just killed Ben and then Glory's gone. I don't know. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
I think what I can't figure out is the dynamic, the Ben Glory dynamic. Like, at what point is the story going to allow him to intervene from beyond, you know, the visible world? And, you know, like, is he aware enough that there's danger that he has to try harder to be the person on the outside? You know?
Ben?
Yeah. You know, because here's what I'm thinking, right? If we're going to spend an episode searching for Dawn before the big battle, then Glory can't be in her body.
Well, we saw that happen in the shed they were in.
Yeah.
He realized what was happening. He's like, I got to get the F out of here.
Mm.
So but if he was smart, he would not be anywhere near them.
I know. But what if he pushes through?
What if it's an entire episode and it's just Ben's taking the body over and just running just out of reach of Dawn?
Yeah.
Over and over again.
Yeah, that'd be funny and terrible. Well, I'd have nothing else to bring up.
Me neither. I think we've reached that wall.
All right, lots of feedback time. I have an email or two here to read. We have Heidi wrote us an email. Hey, Gax and Guest, I wonder how Ben explained how he was fine after just being hit by a truck.
Ah, that's true. Didn't think about that.
Thus begins the new sitcom where Buffy and her friends travel around the country in a motorhome. Hey, Brad.
Yes!
I actually love that part. There are great quotes and lots of fun bickering. Not the kind where Buffy is grouchy about math homework, but the hilarious kind. I also enjoy the fight with the knights in the motorhome, again with the quotes. I'm not a huge fan of the knights of whatever, but it makes for a pretty exciting episode. We're getting close to the end of the season. Hope you're enjoying it, Heidi. Thanks, Heidi. We have an email also from Bruce. Absurdity for the sake of absurdity. Rest in peace, Douglas Adams, 1952 to 2001. I don't know if Adams' death just 3 days after Spiral first aired has anything to do with my appreciation for this episode, but he wrote The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Starship Titanic, and Dirk Gently Mysteries. Okay. Spiral reminds us that no matter how bad things are, no matter how hopeless the situation seems, it could always be worse and will be shortly. Oh, wait a second. Steph, you want to read this just in case?
Okay.
Buffy in case there are spoilers.
Buffy fights. Okay, Buffy fights Glory. Glory wins. That's when
the snake.
They were in the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
Willow fights Glory. Glory wins.
Mm-hmm.
Hide. Glory wins. Run. Glory wins. Even with hundreds of guys around, eager to fight the beast and kill Dawn, Glory wins. And how about these knights who slay key?
Nice. Nice. I think you said that wrong. It's the knights who slay key.
Okay. In a season featuring gods and mortality, are they just around for exposition and dying? Or are they the closest we'll get to Joss's view of organized religion, specifically the Judeo-Christian tradition, what with their crusading garb and Old Testament in justifies the means mentality? Yeah, I was wondering, like, who are these people? Because they're talking about their God is going to take down Willow's spell, her wall that she put up. I was wondering, you know.
And their God isn't Glory, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
we're going to be introduced to another god.
So is that?
I mean, aren't they just a caricature of the Crusaders?
I hope their god isn't this key.
I'm pretty sure their god is the god Dawn. Of medieval times restaurant.
No, I didn't see any of them with a giant turkey's leg.
Look closer. Look closer.
And a tumbler of ale.
Okay, so Bruce continues. One note, of course, since there's only one note that matters to them. Absurd? Some would say so.
Hmm. Interesting. I don't know, man. It's kind of... At this point, I'm hoping what follows is really cool, because it has the potential of being really crappy.
Potential.
All right, Facebook feedback.
Do you like where it's going, though?
I do.
Sorry, I was asking. Yeah,
I do because it's definitely ramping up Facebook to a big battle. Go ahead. But I'm worried that I'm going to be disappointed with the fact that it's just going to be. We just did this with Ben, and then it's over. You know, I'm worried it'll be anticlimactic. That's my concern. Mm-hmm. People talking about the Photoshop job, Google Images.
I think she might. Okay, I won't say.
No, go ahead. No?
I think that she might, like, because if Ben decides to, like, kill himself or do something where he sacrifices, she's mm-hmm. going to sense that. And I think that she might jump into someone else's body.
I don't think she can. I think they're, like, stuck together.
No, but she feels like that he's going to do that. She's going to separate herself from him somehow.
Don't you think she would have tried that already?
But why? Because he's never done anything before to do that.
Yeah, well, she's already complained about him many times, right? Trying to pick up on the Slayer.
Yeah, but she can control him. But now he's finally getting a backbone. And she's like, I need to find myself another...
Interesting.
This is funny. Patrick, I'm in the Facebook feedback. Patrick says, RIP Knights of Byzantium. He's not from America. He does weird.
No, this dates. Is the way you write dates.
January 23rd, 2001 to May 8th, 2001, they died as they lived, pointlessly padding out the plot.
Yep. Agreed.
Vincent L. says, well, in that case, wow, this is some bad... Oh, more Photoshop stuff. Photoshop.
I'm with Natasha. Come on, guys. Stop objectifying Slayers. Oh, here we go. Corey. Glory have the best minions ever, or what? The poor scabby female perving on Ben. Road trip! So if Glory attacks Spike, the only other person besides Buffy who has any chance of inflicting damage to her. Yeah, because Willow didn't come anywhere close last episode. Tara kind of scares me, the idea of a loved one reduced to such a mental state. How did these knights find them? Or were they looking for Walt and Jesse? Wah, wah. Bitch! You should have ended that with bitch! Robin says,
more about Photoshop.
Yeah.
More Photoshop.
Vincent L. again says, so am I completely off the mark here, or is there some kind of connection between Ben and Glory? he says, Vincent says, is it just me, or is it kind of stupid of Ben to take the trip instead of staying out of the way? Wouldn't it have made more sense to send someone who was not a host to the evil god that wants to screw over the people that he's trying to help?
Yeah.
Seems to me even sending the Queller demon would have been a better move.
He wanted to get his Buffy on.
Yeah.
He loves her.
Mm.
Natasha says he may have changed his mind about helping these people after a conversation with the listing men. Vincent says, are you saying the scabby demon seduced Ben into bringing Glory right where she wanted?
It's a good discussion. And Natasha retorts with, I'm saying that he got him thinking of his own selfish interest, which is true.
Mm-hmm.
Harold states that he's not a big fan of the episode. The RV being chased by knights on horses scene feels and looks wrong. I can't put my finger on why, but that is how it feels to me.
Because it wasn't
not just
moving,
get on a long maybe? Plane ride? We've seen no evidence to suggest that Glory would be able to get to them on a plane or on another continent. Harold, you forget that 99% of Americans do not have a passport. So
what?
They would have to stay within the 48 continents. Within the 50 states, so I don't know how long a plane ride that could be to really get them out of trouble. I'm pretty sure Glory could
go to Mississippi. Nobody's gonna go there.
Oh, good idea.
Is that true, that fact you just threw out?
Oh, I'm exaggerating, but I know that the vast majority of Americans don't have a passport. Yeah. Well, they have no need for one.
Right.
Also, there is a reason why on other shows the authors don't have their hero whine about his or her situation for an entire episode until she goes catatonic, because it makes for lousy TV. Vincent posts some kind of link. Simone, I absolutely adore all the bickering going on in this episode. Xander and his pukiness, Anya and her childlike wonder, Willow and her, well, badassness, Giles and his being proud of Buffy and her want for everything to go back to before when Joyce was alive and when she could still fake it with Riley. Nah. Dawn and her need to know who she really is. And yes, Donnie, it is your fault the knights appeared again. Hello. Ben, Glory, and that confusing connection they have. Laugh my ass off. Thank God Gregor and his merry band of assholes are done now. Way to behead the jerk, Glorificus. Tara just destroys me. To see her so broken and unaware is heartbreaking. And Spike, my sweet Spike, you are on your way to being the hero you wish to be. Porsche would have been faster than the RV. Awesome, Buff. You've checked out the big fight just in time. Wake up, Slayer. P.S. I love the next episode. I'm afraid it's actually unpopular amongst the fandom, though. What's just opinion spoilers. I'm going to stop reading your comment now.
Don't say that.
Corey says, I think the next episode gets a bad rap. Okay, more opinion spoilers. I'm really just kidding. I don't think opinion spoilers are big-time spoilers. Vague, wait till you find out what happens with this character, is a spoiler. Just so you guys know.
Yeah.
Val says,
I think whenever people hint at us and say, well, the next one's not really that well-liked, we all, we loved it.
That's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
Val says, I love Spiral, except of course for the wacky knights of what the fuck. You mean nobody sees these guys riding around town on their horses wearing their medieval garb? Maybe the Sunnydale residents thought there was a Ren fair in town or something. I remember the first time I saw Spiral, I was thinking, oh well, how are they going to get out of this one, when they were trapped at the gas station location. I'd never seen the gang run away from any evil confrontations like that before, so it was actually a tense watch for me, even though the Knights of Borzantium, I see what you did there, were looming outside. It was pretty cool, though, the way Glory disposed of Gregor. Yeah, that was an instantaneous decapitation, too. That was funny. I guess we'll find out whether Kim laughed at Anya's idea to use against of Glory, drop a piano, or screamed and wanted to punch her. Let's answer that now, Kim, and I'll get back to Val's comment. When Anya mentioned the use of a large stringed ebony and ivoried musical instrument to defeat Glorificus.
I actually wrote that down as one of my quotes. Oh. And I even the thing about it is that I like Anya's quotes. Like they make me chuckle, but sometimes I think they go too far.
Well,
and they're just ridiculous. But in this episode, I think maybe because I was like, you know what? It's too much Anya hate going on with me. I was like, give her the benefit of the doubt. But most of my quotes, even before that, most of my quotes almost every week are Anya quotes.
Hmm. Can I just say that after that quote of Anya's, what I really appreciated was the way Xander dealt with what she said. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Why do I think it's a lot of stunt Buffy carrying the Dawn dummy is hilarious and cringy.
Oh, that was too much.
From the beginning, yeah. Michelle took the worst fake fall ever. Ben in Glory's clothes is always disturbing. Was anyone fearing for Jaws's life? He didn't look too good, all bloody in the table like that. Goggles wearing Spike, awesome. I think there's an action figure of that. Not that I know about stuff like that. I quite enjoy Tara losing her marbles. And happy holidays to all, and thanks for another great year of Potential Cast. Just 10 more years and it will all be over. Yay! Oh,
that'll be a sad day.
One day. Robin, a lot of stuff I like.
Into the retirement home.
Into the retirement home. I'm not going into a retirement home. I'm going to walk out into the water.
I will be very old.
And I will scream into the sky, Valhalla! And then the lightning will take me. Robin Hudson says, a lot of stuff I like in this episode. Small moments, but the whole nights thing never worked for me. Perhaps the only good part, Natasha says, is Spike's epic eye roll.
Love it.
And Ben, yeah. I'm tired of reading. Someone read Rich? Por favor.
Okay. Justificationer says, the knights are weak and lame, but my main issue with them is that Buffy's killing them, and they're human. Every other time this issue is brought up, it's a huge deal. Here, though, so nonchalant, drives me nuts.
Hmm.
Corey says, you can tell she's stressing throughout this episode. So for me, the resolve of her convictions is losing the war of attrition between her needs and those convictions as the stress of being nearly helpless continues to build. Hmm. Okay. Rich says, yeah, I don't know. You sound like the justification. And Bruce says, what bothers me about the human thing is when they make a big deal about it. Since episode number 3, Buffy has had to deal with humans who decided. To get involved in the Slayer's supernatural world. Eventually, one or more was going to end up dead.
This is true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thanks for all your feedback, everyone. Greatly appreciated.
Thanks, everybody.
I think we need to rate this episode, and then we'll get on with the rest of the getting on. Brad, would you like to rate this episode, or should I read Gabby's text message to me? Oh, Brad is still awake.
Oh, his microphone probably is off.
That's all right. I just hope we haven't bored him.
Well, I like this episode. There are parts that I thought were super cheesy. And I think I'm sort of plateauing and I'm giving every episode an 8. And even though I'm going to contradict myself and say, yeah, we're finally getting somewhere, I did not like the RV scene. I was just like, oh, this is ridiculous.
Mm.
And so I'll just take off half a point. I was going to give it 7.5. I was going to say cross-dressers, but I was trying to think of a better transformation word for when Glory turns into Ben. But 7.5 weird men dressed in women's clothing for no reason.
For no reason? Yeah, that makes no sense. Gabby's rating is that stupid Buffy episode gets 1 out of 10 rolling with labs because Tara was extra annoying and didn't get killed in battle yet. Or die at all. Whatever. No. It was painful to watch, she said.
It wasn't that painful, Gabby. Come on.
Well, Illyrio says this episode gets a 6 out of 10. It gets a pass because stuff moved along and we got rid of the stupid Knights of Borzantium. I love that. Thank you. And, but it also, I got to take away 4 points because, I mean, the RV was lame and we're still dealing with, you know, Glory and Ben, which finally got developed and then the key is gone and stuff moved along. So it gets a pass, but I wasn't happy with a lot of it in there. It was
I like that things moved along, but they did do a lot in that exposition scene.
But it felt like a lot of time wasting, didn't it?
Yeah, it just felt like there's so much information thrown at us because, like, hey, we got to wrap this up now.
Exactly. Exactly. So it was like, on one hand, things moved along, but on the other hand, there was a lot of exposition and filler. So it was, anyway.
Yeah.
6 out of 10 for me. 6 out of 10 nefarious needles of narcotics.
Nice. Alliteration there.
Thank you. I try. Brad, are you back?
I am, hopefully. Hey. I think. Awesome. This is a bonkers episode. I love the RV. I think the RV is amazing. I love people unnecessarily dressed up as knights that are in modern day. And can't wear other clothes and do in this episode dressing up as knights and chasing an RV.
Yeah.
So I can have that every episode. I would be fine with that.
Nice. Where do they store their horses? Where do they live?
I don't know. Because, again, they aren't from, like, old-timey times. Their order has just been waiting for Glory, right? They didn't magically appear, did they?
I thought they came from another... I don't know.
I thought they'd been here waiting. Who knows? Like, they're just guys that have been waiting for Glory, like, training year after year. Weird. But whatever. It's ridiculous, and I love that. I love it when it's ridiculous. I've been just really high. It might as well have been Riley. I got no use for him. I think I'll have to say a 7 out of 10 less than 1 horsepower RVs.
Well, whenever I watch this season and the knights show up, they're a complete surprise to me because I forget about them. Cause they,
amongst other things.
Yeah, I just forget about them.
And, you know what, that's good because you can watch the show with fresh eyes sometimes.
Yeah.
There are some things that, like, I guess you remember and you're like, oh, I can't wait. But then you're like, what?
Yeah, and just like, you know, like I said last time, I randomly out of nowhere watched this episode when it was on television a couple of months ago, and I cried when Glory sucked Tara's brain. I cried, and this time it didn't bother me. So you have different reactions each time that you watch it, and just like I didn't pick up on the on Ben saying that he had been trying to suppress Glory by using medicine. Like, you just pick up on different things. Just like this Willow's witchcraft magics against the Byzantium's god. I never really picked up on that before. So I think the RV was just ballsy crazy. You know, I think that was crazy. I give points for that. I give points for Buffy's mentally breaking down. I never would have imagined that. Like, it's being the Slayer has finally brought her to her knees. So I give points for that, but yeah, I gotta take points away from the stupid knights. They're just so terrible. So I give it 7 out of 10. Impaled ex watcher slash father figures.
Wow. I could not handle it if Jaws died too.
Oh man.
I could not handle it.
That would have been the worst. That's what we thought. Let us know what you think. Email us at
potentialcats@gmail. Yes. Hotmail. potentialcats@gmail.com.
You can call us 27440Buffy. You can follow us on Twitter at PotentialCast. You can go to PotentialCast.com. We release show notes and the links and all that. You can go to the Facebook group. Keep it spoiler free. Facebook.com/group/PotentialCast. And it's quote time. All right, I'll go first. We should drop a piano on her. Well, it always works for that creepy cartoon rabbit when he's running from that nice man with a speech impediment. Yes, or perhaps we could paint a convincing tunnel on the side of a mountain.
Oh, I think I'm cutting out, so I'm not sure what's happening. I think we're doing quotes now.
We're doing quotes, and you sound really fine.
Oh, sound okay. Great. Let me find my quote. Arrows! They're throwing arrows!
Were they flaming arrows, Kim?
No, they were not night arrows. They were throwing arrows. You guys remember that movie? With the yes. Night yes. Arrows? Oh my oh. God.
Worst. You know, I wanted to become a doctor? Flattering drawstring pants.
I think I wrote that one down too.
Yeah, same here.
Horses.
Oh, I was just gonna say, I hope no one does any terror quotes.
No. Don't hit the horses. We won't. Aim for the horses. That was great. Of course you aim for the horsies. Jeez, people.
Oh, God.
Any more?
What are you going to do? Throw migraines at him? Oh, great quote.
Oh,
great quote.
Sad.
I like this one. Aw. That wasn't a quote, as my opinion of the
Oh, that was
episode.
Just your opinion. Oh. Hey, Steph, what's on the slate for next time?
Next week. Oh, what'd I do with it? Next week. Where's it at? Next week. It's The Weight of the World.
Weight, as in?
How heavy it is.
Not W-A-I-T, as in like a pun?
Weight. Nope. Weight. Oh.
It's like the weight of the world on somebody's shoulders.
Mm.
Fantastic.
On Buffy's? On
You're
going to
crush Glory with a planet.
Jupiter, take that.
Sorry, guys, if we sound so tired, but I think we all are.
It's the holidays. Brad, thank you so much for joining us. Where can people hear you? Do you have other podcasts?
Cheers. You guys can hear me on the Ramjack podcast talking about Mr. Belvedere and Perfect Strangers, two of the greatest shows ever created.
Yes.
I agree.
You can also hear me on Against My Will.
Okay, you actually cut out, which I think is brilliant, but can you say that again so Robin doesn't think it was me?
Okay. You can also hear me on Entered X talking about the X-Files Against My Will.
Yay.
And terrorizing Robin.
Nice. And we may actually hear you next week on Redemption Cast.
Fingers crossed.
We'll see. Fingers crossed. But we can hear anything. For those of you watching on YouTube, either live or in the future, thank you very much, all 10 of you live viewers right now. Thank you.
Sorry.
Don't apologize. We're going to say bye now, and then I'm going to maybe play some music. We'll see. Bye! I'm the only one who said bye. Fine. No one else wants to say bye to
bye,
you.
Bye, everybody.
Too.
Namaste.
Bye.
Yeah. I don't think we signed off of the other one.
Yeah, we did.
Over the past few years, they've been trying to grow the audience, and they've been trying to maybe Americanize it or something. They want to draw in the American audience, is what it seems like, by making the Doctor young and attractive. I don't like it.
That's the charm about British television. Not to make a dig at
but everyone's
British
ugly
British actors, but yeah, not to say anything like that. But it's like, they cast real-looking people.
Yeah. Well, they cast people that know how to act.
And people know how to act, exactly.
For the most part.
And also,
for the most part,
the British audience want to see reality. They want to see people that look like them.
Exactly.
Americans want to see the e-entertainment version of, you know, they want to see...
They want to see the plastic glossed-over version.
That's
appealing to the eye.
try. You and I must fight for our rights. You and I must fight to survive. No one's gonna take me alive. The time has come to make things right.